Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, now we've got a guest here, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We have the lovely Hannah Griffiths. Hannah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for coming in to see us. You're going to tell us stuff about the Minster.
I am.
It's been revamped, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We have just come to the end of a £2.6 million project.
Wow. That's a lot of money to have in your back pocket.
Well, for about 5 minutes before you've got to pay people for the jobs that they do. Yeah, so we've had, you'll have seen the scaffolding outside.
Yes.
So new roof and repairs to the stonework and some of the corbels and the knobbly bits on the top to make sure that they were safe, and then last summer we moved inside.
Yes.
Right.
It used to be that when you went in the Minster there were lots of pews and it was freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely freezing. It's changed a bit since then, hasn't it?
Just a little bit, yes. So the first thing that we did last summer was, if anyone had been in the Minster towards before we closed it, you'd have seen that the floor was starting to deteriorate. So the floor underneath the Victorian tiles had started to sink.
Oh.
So we dug the floor down about a metre and a half to stabilise it. Mm. And at the same time, we put a load of insulation in there and a new underfloor heating system.
Wow.
So fingers crossed, it should be less chilly this winter. So
did you put the tiles back?
We've got new tiles.
Right.
So some of them were sort of beyond repair.
Yeah.
The rest we've actually put into storage in case we need to do any future repairs to the porch area.
Right.
Or the chapels, because they have the same floor.
They were quite uneven at times, weren't they?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a lovely new limestone floor that's down there now.
Right.
All the pews have gone. So, which has been a bit contentious.
But for
accessibility reasons, you know, people couldn't get in and out of those box pews. It was a step up and a shuffle along. And if you've got any kind of mobility or balance issues,
and
it's not.
They were made for people who are smaller than we are now.
Yeah, and obviously made for high quality Victorian discomfort.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. And they had little doors at the end and things, didn't they?
They did.
Quite cute. What did you do with them?
So the doors have gone to, some of them have gone to Isle of Wight College. So their carpentry students have been using them as part of their project.
Right.
We sold some. So there were some Minster pews knocking around in people's kitchens and gardens across the island.
They're quite popular, those things, aren't
they? They are. And we've still got a couple in the Minster that have been repurposed. We've got one in our family room, and then we've got one that Men in Sheds from Benbridge turned into a table for us for one of our meeting rooms.
All right.
And then Andy at Mulberry Wood Turners used some to make collection plates. So we've got
great
some
idea.
Who've come back in a different guise. Yeah.
So what do people sit on now then?
We have got some lovely, comfortable and adaptable chairs.
That's
some with
nice.
Arms, some without arms.
Right.
Yes, so.
But that means then that you can free the space up for other things.
Absolutely. So we could do a standard service in front of the altar on a Sunday morning. We could do theatre in the round. We can seat people for a dance show or a catwalk. If we did a wedding fair, we can put people down inside. So it's very flexible, very, very flexible space now.
Magic.
Which is, you know, part of the reason that the investment was made in the building.
Yes. So I seem to recall some years ago, we did something with Sight for White. It was their awards evening,
I think,
some years back. And there was a toilet, and you had to go out the back and through the thing and through the kitchen, and it was sort of in a corner, and you sort of
squashed in the hole.
Squashed in this thing. Right, you weren't enough. And then you got moaned at because you used the toilet because the lady who did the cooking didn't like people using the toilet.
Yes, obviously.
Has that all changed?
It has. That's not the kind of setup you want for a building that's, you know, hopefully going to last at least another 170 years.
No.
So we have, we've moved the kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's in a pod now at the back of the church.
All right, in a pod?
Yeah, so it's been built out of oak. So
right.
It sits at the back of the church. It's freestanding, so it's not attached to the original structure. So that's got a really nice luxury catering kitchen in, fancy coffee machine, all the bit. And we have four new lavatories.
Oh, right.
Yes, we've got an accessible one with baby changing, ladies, gents, and then an ambulatory.
up to modern standards, which is what you wanted.
Absolutely, with hot and cold running water and everything.
Oh, wow.
And that, so the whole place has now got step-free access for the majority of it, yeah?
Yep, so the access directly from the south door, which is the one in the square by Toto's and the Charter House, that's fully accessible. It's got now glass doors that are free opening with the push button, so you can get in there easily. And then obviously the west door that faces into the square opposite the bank has got a little lip on. But yeah, much easier to get in than it was.
Wow, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's now more of a multi-purpose building than it was before.
That's the whole point. It's an accessible building that can be used by everybody in the community.
Right. So do you have a large congregation there?
So before COVID, we had around about 50. Then we moved into the parish centre for almost 4 years whilst the works were being done. And then since we've sort of averaging anywhere between about 40 and 45 on a Sunday morning.
Well, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah. Not bad. No, not bad at all. And how did the congregation take to the refurbishment? I know the pew thing is probably a bit contentious.
It's been really interesting, actually, because we've got some people who've been worshipping there, believe it or not, for almost 90 years.
I can believe it, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was a little bit of uncertainty. I think it was quite difficult for a lot of them to...
We never used to do it this way.
Well, and also to walk into a building that they were extremely familiar with. So we tried to include them at all areas of the work. You know, they were there when they were doing the planning. We did hard hat tours last summer so they could come in and see what works were being done. So they've got an idea about how it was going to finish. But in the few weeks that we had after the builders moved out and before we opened the doors, we had lots of them in helping us do the cleaning and get everything set up and ready. And then obviously having the Duke of Edinburgh for the official opening, I think it was a good tick in the book. And do you know what? I think overall, they are loving being able to have the flexibility in that space.
And the other thing, of course, it makes it more viable financially, doesn't it? I think churches are huge, great buildings which need a lot of upkeep.
I mean, yeah, they are. They're expensive. And the Minster, in some ways, is we're a bit of a pilot project for the rest of the diocese in that, you know, they've built a commercial arm into what we're doing. So with the cafe, that's open every morning on weekdays. So it'll be a case of people come in, you can buy your cappuccino and your piece of cake. We've also got things like we did a murder mystery evening a few weeks ago.
Oh, that'd be a great building for that, yeah.
Yeah, we've got choir concerts. We've got the Medina Community Choir coming at the end of the month. We've got a Welsh male voice choir in September. We've got the jazz festival coming. And because of the lottery funding, we're really lucky that my post and my colleague, who's our commercial manager, our posts are funded for 2 years get this building off the ground, to get people back in, get it being used with sort of our backing and support.
Wonderful.
That's great.
That sounds fabulous, doesn't it?
It is an argument about church, isn't it? Because they sit there for days on end doing nothing, costing the diocese or the parish, whatever, a lot of money, and then they're used for a couple of hours on a Sunday. Basically, that is a bit simplistic, but if you can open it up and make it a bit more commercial. I know there's an argument about God and Mammon and all that, that area, but the reality is it ain't going to survive if it hasn't got money coming in.
If you don't use it, and it'll die. It's as simple as that.
There's no way a congregation of 50, no matter how many times they put their hands in their pockets, are going to raise enough money to run a place that size.
Precisely. And, you know, it's an important heritage building. It's right in the middle of our historic county town. It doesn't get much more.
It's a beautiful building.
Heart of the island. You know, you can't walk through the town without walking past it.
No.
So getting the doors open, getting people inside is really important.
Fabulous. So what's your next event coming up?
So we're open on Saturday this week. We don't normally do Saturdays, but we're doing 10 till 4 on Saturday because it's Newport Carnival.
Right.
So we know people will be out and about. So we'll be in there. We'll have the coffee shop open. We've got a couple of other bits and pieces that are going on. And then we've got the Medina Community Choir on Saturday the 27th.
Right.
But we're working towards a big event on the 7th of September. So it's Heritage Open Days, which is a big national project where buildings open to the public, heritage buildings open to the public. Sometimes places that aren't normally open do, or people do a different thing. So Minster will be open, but we're teaming up with Newport and Carisbrook Community Council, Shaping Newport, Newport Business Association, to have a Heritage Day for the whole of Newport.
Fabulous.
So that's the big thing that we're looking forward to. Doors will open, lots of free stuff going on. people can come and have a look round.
Someone said free.
Free. Yeah. Someone said cake earlier. Oh, no. Got me by the
Don't
time
tell
I did cake.
Kitty,
very
she'll
distracting.
Be in there.
Yeah, very distracting is cake. Excellent. So, how can people find out more, Hannah?
Well, you can walk through the doors.
Yes.
Monday to Friday, 10 till 1. And myself or my colleague John are usually around, and our fantastic volunteer team. Or you can pop to newportminster.org, which is our website. Mm-hmm. You'll find us at Newport Minster on Facebook and Instagram. Or if you're old school, you can ring us up on 821961.
I love that.
Can't be bad.
If you keep us informed of what events you've got coming up, we'll publicise those for you, no problem at all.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Let us know.
No. Yeah. If we don't know, we can't tell people. So
I will put you on our
mailing
list for our WhatsApps.
Please do. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Hannah. That was really interesting.
It's fabulous.
I'm just going to have a look at the place now. It's
finished. Are you going to go and have a look, Leisha?
Yeah.
Are you taking the octopuses? Yes.
We've got some fab school holiday activities as well during August. So we've got a songwriting project where kids can come along and have a go at writing a song like in Horrible Histories.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing some design work with young people to publicise the Heritage Day. So that'll all be on our website from this afternoon.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. We'll make sure we keep in touch.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.